Some call Cheyenne's F.E. Warren Air Force Base the base that won the Cold War. That's because since the 1940s, it's been home to nuclear missiles meant to deter enemies abroad. And for 20 years, the base was the sole site of the Peacekeeper missile, the most advanced nuclear missile ever built by the U.S. Those weapons were decommissioned a decade ago, but now one former missile alert facility here is coming back to life as a tourist attraction. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports.
If everybody could just remove any rings, watches, or jewelry on their hands, if you're going to climb up and down the ladder, please remove
A few wooden A-frame buildings sit beside the highway about 30 minutes east of Cheyenne. Go inside the big one and you'll find a ladder. Climb down about 100 feet and you're inside Quebec One. It's a former launch center for one of the deadliest weapons ever made, an intercontinental nuclear missile.
What you didn't see coming in was the blast door. You're standing where none of you would ever get a chance to stand unless you were specifically authorized to be here.
Travis Beckwith is a cultural program manager for F.E. Warren. The reason he is allowed to be here, along with the rest of us on this media tour, is because the Peacekeeper missile is long gone. Now Beckwith and his team are trying to transform this former missile alert facility into your next vacation destination. The plan is to restore the place to its former glory, but right now it looks pretty run down. Lieutenant Colonel Johnny Galbert hasn't been here since it was shuttered.
It is kind of bittersweet, you know.
A little nostalgic,
yeah.
Back then, Galbert worked right here as a missileer. Nowadays, he works on missiles that are still active at sites nearby. He points out a cramped little room that sort of looks like the inside of a World War II era submarine.
So this is where the two crew members would spend their 24-hour shift, monitoring the status of the missile, running commands, doing inspections, and then, if need be, processing message traffic sent directly down from the president.
This whole facility isn't much bigger than a mobile home, and guys like Galbert spent a lot of time down here. Peter Aguirre worked with Galbert on the Peacekeeper missile crew. He was below ground on alert on the morning of September 11th, 2001. Aguirre says he spent the next few days here, waiting for orders.
Obviously, cooler heads prevailed, but it was quite possibly the most intense moment I've ever had in my life.
Wyoming state officials hope that the history and intrigue of the former nuclear missile alert facility will entice thousands of tourists to pay a visit. Millward Simpson is the director of Wyoming State Parks, which will eventually run the facility.
There is indeed this niche market of tourism called nuclear tourism. We certainly want to advertise and market heavily to those folks. So I see it as something that helps expand the offerings that we currently enjoy, but also that could attract its own kind of unique niche of visitors.
Simpson says the state hopes to build up to about 50,000 visitors per year, and right now imagines charging about $5 a head. Similar Cold War tourist sites have been booming in the last few years. The Ronald Reagan Minuteman missile site in South Dakota is on track to see about 100,000 visitors this year.
You guys see the escape hatch?
Back underground, Lieutenant Colonel Johnny Galbert says most aspects of this launch center were meticulously designed, except for the escape hatch.
It's all paved over. So,
Your escape hatch
is paved over. So you're really not going to get out of there. But hey, I'll just take that one for my country.
But those who want a firsthand look at the escape hatch and the rest of Wyoming's Quebec One are going to have to wait. The state hopes to have this missile alert facility ready for tourists by 2019. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.